The bandura, kabsa, and turban are Ukrainian string folk instruments. Greek chronicles mention these instruments in the 6th century. Yuri Fedinsky is an Ukrainian-American composer. He grew up in Indiana and his mother and grandparents came from Ukraine. As a young man, he studied classical piano and it seems that he would have a career as a professional musician in the United States. When he was 16, he attended the music camp Kobzarska Zych in Amblington, Pennsylvania, and became highly interested in the Ukrainian bandurist chorus. Years later, Fedinsky migrated to Ukraine and reconnected with his ancestors. There, he honed his skills in the bandura, kabsa, and turban, and pursued a career in Ukrainian folklore. He also learned how to build these instruments and has been running a camp with young musicians. When the war in Ukraine broke out in 2022, he continued with his lectures and concerts, even in the middle of war zone. He said it was his own way to support and restore peace.
To help my friends, finding people who also believe in positivism, in spirit, in freedom, and together to pray for their health and long life, that's what we're doing. This is Ukrainian defense through a specific tradition of defense through music, through spiritual music. My focus is on music, which really nobody does, reviving this very serious tradition, because there will come a time when this music will be the music of defense for Ukraine.
He has continued to give concerts to refugees and soldiers. He finances his own trips and relies only on donations. Recently, he started a series of events in the United States to fundraise money to return to Ukraine and continue with his concerts. He strongly believes in the deep connection between music and spiritualism, and he thinks that's what makes music great.
Look at the most genius people like who wrote compositions like Bach, for instance. Bach was deeply spiritual. That's what he did. And spirituality comes through. That's what we love of Bach, not his fantastic brain, but his true, sincere heart.
Boris Linovsky, vice president of the Ukrainian-American Association of Nebraska, also attended the Amblington camp and met Fedinsky many years ago. Linovsky is an engineer by profession and has traveled to Ukraine a few times. He is facilitating a stop by Fedinsky in Omaha with the Kobzar's Prayer for Ukraine, a concert, lecture, and presentation of the traditional instruments.
It's a free concert. It's one you don't have the opportunity to hear from somebody like this on a frequent basis, somebody who not only is musically talented, playing historical instruments that he himself made, and hearing the history that he'll give, but also his reports from the front line, the tours that he's made in Ukraine, very near where the fighting is taking place, raising the morale of the soldiers and the people. That's a very unique perspective, you know, to be able to hear from somebody who's seen what's going on and can report about the way Ukrainians feel about it and also have an American perspective. That's very rare. You know, one of the things that Americans and Ukrainians share is a love for freedom.
The Kobzar's Prayer for Ukraine concert, lecture, and presentation is this Friday, June 2nd at 6 p.m. over at the German-American Society Hall at 3717 South 120th Street. This event is free to the public, but donations are accepted. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.